It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
So yeah, I had to ask Clark Kellogg that because, all right, I got Perry. They're in the state title game today, tonight, 7:30, which Mitch will be at. Boy, Mitch, when it comes to high school basketball, he throws caution to the wind. He left us with nothing over here. Been a hell of a day. Thank God for Meredith Kane and you, because that was rough.
He's going to be in the VIP in Dayton, taking in a bunch of boys basketball today.
And I have one of the greatest FMLs. Don't you dare do it without me on Monday. Don't you dare do it. I want a part of that.
I know which one.
Yep. Yeah. His accommodations down in Dayton are very interesting, old Mitchie boy. But I got Perry today, and I got Akron today. And Akron's never won an NCAA tournament game. Perry's never won a state title game. So, which one, if I had to pick one to win, which one do I pick to win, Tone?
I would tell you to pick. You're going to kind of hate this reason. You go with the high school because that's so damn special to win a state championship. But the other reason is, if Akron wins, you're losing the coach, most likely. Isn't that how it works?
Wait a minute. Ooh, what the hell is your problem?
Isn't that how it works?
What are you talking about? I'm missing the coach. I'm losing
the coach. Speculation.
See you, John.
Immediately, he will have teams throwing money at him.
There are jobs open left and right.
That's how it works in college basketball.
No, that's not true. We're not losing John Gross.
You probably would. Now, like if Ohio State had an opening, I'd
you
be
just
really
want Ohio, you just want Ohio State to hire him. You already want Jake Diebler out. You're trying to talk it into existence.
Former Buckeye assistant.
You suck.
I know, that's the thing.
No, kiss my ass. You're done.
Remember, Gross was instrumental in the Odin and Conley years?
Oh, he was big. Please.
Big recruiter.
He was a recruiter down there?
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to go that way. They're holding on to Jake Diebler, whether you like it or not, and I certainly know you don't. All right, who should I pull for?
Here's my litmus test.
If I have to pick,
test.
Who do I pick, I should
You've
say?
You've heard of the Bo Nix test that Anthony loves to hand out,
yes,
to a guest.
The vaunted, the famed Bo Nix test.
My test for you is, let's just imagine that you were good at basketball, okay?
Yeah, I'm not.
You're from Perry, Ohio.
Perry Township.
You're from Akron.
Yeah.
Which one gives you more fame? Do you, if you are the star player on the Perry team, or if you're the star player on the Akron team that wins the tournament game?
Oh.
It's a 7:35 game. This is not buried at noon.
That's tough.
It's not 10 o'clock. They're out in Seattle. It could be the late game.
I could eat free B&K Cafe for
right
life.
Now. That's true.
I'd have free Mascotti's for life.
Front Street would be popping.
Well, that is true.
Scott's a nice man. I already get free Mascotti's for life. I ain't gonna lie to you. I worked there, for crying out loud. Maybe Akron.
Which There's one always... would help you in your radio career?
Which one helps me?
Being the state champion, the star on the state champion high school basketball team, or winning that NCAA tournament?
Actually, state champion. In radio, probably state champ. Probably state champ. Yeah.
You made that your one shining moment. You're on the reel, Ken.
That's fine.
All right.
But state Throw titles, brother.
Throw it all away.
What's for the spread tonight for Akron? Was it big?
I don't know.
I mean, Clark Kellogg made it seem like it was a pick 'em, but I thought earlier in the week it was double 12, digits.
It is a Big 12
Was it 14?
So they are.
I'm looking right
Big 12
now.
Is a good basketball conference.
Big 12 does have basketball teams in it.
It's a good basketball
conference. It's 14.5 right now.
Holy Moses.
Clark Kellogg's basically saying, take Akron and the money line. Let's go.
Meredith, uncomplicate this. If I have to pick one to win, my old high school to win the state title tonight, or my old college to win their first ever NCAA tournament game, who would I pick?
I would go with Akron.
What? Why? Wow. Why?
Do you hate your high school? Is that why?
I don't hate my high school.
She might hate my high school.
So where I'm from, high school sports really isn't a big deal.
They're all the deal here.
Yeah, they're like high school sports are fun, but they're not on the forefront of people's minds.
I think that would play into it.
Yeah, so I'm more of a college person in college sports. So if I'm ever having to choose between my college alma mater, my high school alma mater, it's always going to be Virginia.
But you
Tech.
Would wow. also you would choose.
That's true.
You would choose them over. Professional too, wouldn't you? Like you, have,
Virginia Tech.
Would you? Yeah. Would you pick a Tech Va Tech national championship over like a Nationals World Series or something?
Ooh. On the spot.
I didn't realize that was going to be so tough.
Every Friday,
I mean,
at 9:30,
honestly, I have been very lucky to have witnessed a Washington Nationals World Series.
Old hat.
So.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay,
I might, because Virginia Tech, I think the last time they were anywhere near it was against Florida State in 99, and they lost that game. So, yeah, I mean, it would be the first national championship for Virginia Tech versus a second World Series for the Nationals. So, okay. Yeah, I think I would choose Virginia Tech in that
Rubbing
situation.
In your
I
got to
tell you, I got to pick Perry.
Unlike people on this show.
I got to pick Perry. I'm picking Perry. I'm going to tell you why. One, Akron has made other NCAA tournaments before. And I expect them to make it again. Second reason is Perry sends me gear. 216-474-0092. All right, can we slow down player movement and still be...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Fair. Can we slow it down and still be fair? Because I do think that sometimes we are not seeing everything for what it's worth. Because I think that there should be, I agree with Clark Kellogg, there should be one transfer portal probably after the tournament. That makes sense. That makes better sense. I follow college football
it's
very
insane.
Closely.
You're almost penalized for being good.
Yeah.
And if like you don't care if you're one of the Cadillac programs,
yes.
But if you're in the middle, like that really hurts.
I have an ancillary following of college basketball because of you and others. But I follow college football, obviously, very, very, very closely. I hate that there is another transfer portal. I think there should be one transfer portal. I think that you encourage people to make foolhardy decisions when you put in another transfer portal and give a chance. Like, there is something to be said about, hey, you know, there's a, I know they're not employees, but you have a binding agreement of some sport, some sort. Fulfill your binding agreement. Fulfill it. Go all the way to the end. Plus, you may not be making the very best decision for yourself. Also, in some of these spots, the school in so many ways can very much be your brand. I mean, we know former Buckeyes who've won national championships, who sign autographs for money every year because they were part of a national championship team. If you leave a national championship quality team, who was the guy who went to Penn State? Why am I drawing a blank? The wide receiver, I keep wanting to say Emeka Ebuka, and it's not, obviously. Who the hell... starts with a J. I can't believe I'm having this brain fart right now. It's killing me. Keith's going to run down the hallway and tell me. I can't.
Well, wait, explain what you're talking about.
Well, because
the one that left Ohio State for Penn State?
Yes.
Is that Benjamin Victor?
Fleming. No.
Fleming. Yeah.
Yeah, Julian Fleming. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. So you go to Penn State, and hey, you might get the ball more, but does it really improve your stock? Do you get more NIL? Because I think that if you were Julian Fleming, and yeah, hey, man, they got Jonathan Smith, and they got some great ones down there, man. I mean, it's honestly, it's been a great wide receiver school for about 50 years when you bring in Paul Warfield and everybody else. That's even longer than that. But you can always, there's card shows forever. There's opportunities to make money off your name being a part of the Buckeyes forever. And I think, well, was it always the best decision? Maybe it will be the best decision for him. I'm not sure. But I think that there's a risk. And I also think that your school is also part of your brand. What you are recognized with is part of your brand.
Okay, the Will Wade thing is really interesting because, again, for those just joining us, he's the coach that is leaving. He's coaching McNeese State right now, but he's leaving and going to NC State. And he basically...
the ink's not signed yet.
Yeah, he just told... he's doing an interview after their win yesterday, and he's like, guys, I told our players, the goal is to get to Power 5, and if we get to Power 5, and if I get to Power 5, I'm bringing them with me. He was honest. Honestly, if you signed with him, he was not lying at any point. He's like, my goal is for us to win here so I get a better job, and you guys get better opportunities. That is transparency, is it not?
That is fair, yeah. That is fair. Well,
you're just not used to hearing that.
No, you're not. And the immediate reaction was, how could McNeese State let him coach? How could Will Wade do this here? And a guy, I'm like, my first thought was exactly the way you thought it. I swear to God, I go, guys, it's not 2002 anymore. Like, the world has changed. And I think that they are big boys down there at McNeese State, and they understand what's at stake here. And there is such a thing as, hey, we've accomplished something together, and we can go together. Or, you know what, we can all pursue better opportunities. But I also think that if you were to leave a McNeese State and end up at an NC State, yeah, that's a bigger brand. I can understand that. But when you're going from Ohio State to Penn State, you better ball out. That Penn State's a great brand, but it's not Ohio State. And if Penn State's being honest with themselves, they will not do that. Absolutely. You ready for coming in hot?
Oh, I think today is going to be spectacular, Kenny. I cannot wait.
All right. Coming in hot. 216-474-0092, coming in hot, coming up next. Please keep your comments within the boundaries of good taste. Coming in hot, coming up next on The Fan.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's ALMASED.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house... it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.